Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Jones, how are you?
Good. Who's this?
This is Zach. We have been talking about your property on Cristiano Drive.
Yeah, what about it?
How's your day going?
I'm going good.
Good, man. Good. Well, you know, we're still interested in it. Just wanted to see kind of where you were at with it.
Okay.
Have you made any progression towards, you know, anything since we've talked?
No, I gave you a price. I was waiting on you.
No, I gave you a call. Let's see, I've called you. And I just haven't been able to get a hold of you.
Oh, okay. So what's your offer?
Well, I mean, I'll be honest, you know, with some of the work that we would, you know, put into it and, you know, the material we use, you know, it's not necessarily just a builder grade from, you know, Home Depot or Lowe's. So, you know, I got to be honest, you know, I know we talked about, I think you said about $400, is it something? Is that ringing a bell? Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be at 400, but I mean, I don't think we're too far off.
What's your offer?
Well, let me ask you this, are you ready? Even if I were able to give you what you want, would you even be ready?
Yeah, you're going to have to go through the real estate agent because they got the lease.
Oh, I don't. It doesn't say that it's listed.
No. It's already leased out. Somebody's in it. I told you all that. They're giving me $2,500 a month.
Sure. So you're talking about the real estate agent?
No. There's a real estate agent that I thought I told you all of this. There's a real estate agent who handles the lease, and the lease will be up in 6 months. So right now the tenant's in there. So what if you bought it? You would just take over what I got.
Okay.
And you would be getting $2,500 or whatever it is a month. But I pay the real estate people, the company, 10% commission.
Okay.
And I'm sure they're not going to let me out of that because they're making $250 a month.
Sure. So if you know you're saying that if you sell it, you're going to have them sell it to me.
No. I don't know what I have to do. I have to go to a lawyer and work that out. But I'm saying that if you buy it, I don't know the legality of it. But
well, they're just the management company, sir.
They're a management company. So, you know, I don't know the legalities there.
Well,
when the lease is up, the tenant moves out.
When is the lease up?
April or March, one of the two. I got to look it up.
Okay, I mean, would you want to just close, you know, when the lease is up or before or what? What would you want to do?
It doesn't make any difference to you. I gave you the price. I'm waiting on you. You still haven't given me a price.
Well, even if I could do your price, you wouldn't even, sounds like you don't even have the ability to sell it to me.
You would just take it over and collect the money.
Okay.
It's my house.
Okay.
I own it. I don't owe anything on it. There's no line of credit or anything on it.
Mm-hmm.
I have the title. It's mine.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, you tell me, you know, what the timeline, you said you can be flipped with. What would you like to do?
It doesn't make any difference to me. Look, if you buy it now at the price I told you, that means you got 6 or 7 months where you're going to collect $2,100 a month. So that's like $12,000.
Sure.
And then you can do whatever you want with it. Now, if you want to wait till April, I'm sure the price is going to go up on the house.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I think we're pretty close. You know, I wouldn't be right.
Well, I don't know. You haven't told me what you're going to pay me yet. You keep saying close.
Well, like I said, so we wouldn't be at 400. I mean, I would be. I mean, would you take less?
Okay. We're just wasting time.
Well, no, I'm being honest. I just need to know.
425 is what I told you.
I mean, I wouldn't be able to do 425.
Okay,
I mean,
then. Thanks. All right, then we're just wasting time.
400?
You have a great day. Okay.
Well, would you consider 400?
No, you don't remember our first conversation, do you? Look,
I've been talking with you.
Remember what I told you? The house is mine. I'm making $2,500 a month on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's 20,000. Well, 10 months, that's $20,000. And I even gave you a figure. I said, even if I had $500,000 for it, and I put it in the bank at 5%, which is the best rate I'm going to get. That's FDIC insured. I don't get but $25,000 a year on $500,000 in the bank.
Okay.
Plus, you know, so I get more out of rent than I would in the bank. Plus, the house is probably going up in value each year. It's in a great neighborhood, great schools, et cetera, et cetera.
All right. So let me ask you this then. If I, you know, if I say I'll go 425 on it, what's from stopping you to getting the process started today?
There's nothing stopping me from getting the process started.
Okay. So 425 as is, you know, 60-day close or sooner if, you know, just to for your tenants, I think that would be appropriate.
Well, what do you want the tenants to do? Do you want them to move out?
Ideally.
Okay, then I will have to, because then if you want them to move out, there may be a cost associated with that. I don't know if I can put them out early.
Well, it's not a deal breaker for me. But ideally, if you could, that would be fun, you know, that would be acceptable.
Yeah, well, I'll have to call the management company and find out what they think about this. Because, see, they're losing money, too.
Because
one of the things I did with this house, I was renting it on a yearly basis. And I changed the lease the time I leased it. I told them they could either have a 6-month, a 8-month lease or an 18-month lease, I forget. Because the leases were running out in October, and it's hard to rent a house in October. Because, you know, people want to move in before school year starts and all that stuff.
Okay. I mean, you know, I'm not too worried about the tenants, you know, really just if we can get them out, great. If not, you know, it is what it is. So,
well, why don't you just call me back in April, March, when they only got a month left?
Well, I mean, I'm interested in buying it now. I can't necessarily speak for the future. You know, I mean, don't know what the market's going to do. Don't know, you know, right now is, you know, it's a good time for me. I mean, you said that you can sell it, that you don't have anything holding you back.
All right, you call me back in a couple of days. Let me call the management company and find out what's going on with something like that, okay?
All right, I'll give you a call tomorrow.
All right, no, give me a call. All right, tomorrow afternoon. Let me call them this afternoon.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.